We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Marty Griffin, what's up? I'm not ashamed to say I got the vaccine. I'm not afraid to tell you. I'm not worried about backlash. There I was in line to get my vaccine, clutching documents that laid out my cancer history. Chemotherapy, radiation. Why? I was concerned. I didn't want anybody saying, you never had cancer. You're jumping the line. It's become that bad, this Lord of the Flies mentality about, hey, you got the damn vaccine. I know people right now who maybe should have probably not have received the vaccine, who are hiding the fact that they got the vaccine because they're afraid of being outed. This is where we're at. The hysteria, the madness, and it goes much higher than the man on the street or a simple talk host who had cancer. It's a war of words and numbers. The Post-Gazette's inflammatory, disgusting, actually, editorial suggesting that UPMC allowed some of its folks who weren't front line to get the vaccine, suggesting UPMC is only out for itself. UPMC is only out to make money and to eat up other healthcare providers in the region. It was ugly, man. It was one-sided. It was a blatant attack on the largest employer in Pennsylvania. And check this out. UPMC has now given out more than 200,000 doses of vaccines. 75,000 to people not affiliated with UPMC. 37,000 to folks most vulnerable, 65 and older, hardest hit by the pandemic. More than any other health system in the state. Yet they were outed. Shamed by the Post-Gazette as its financial situation brings it to the edge of total demise. These vaccine wars are hateful, spiteful, and ridiculous. And then in comes the church. This headline, this was sent to us by the Catholic Church, handed to me by Larry. The headline reads, U.S. bishops discourage Catholics from getting Johnson & Johnson vaccine if given a choice. That's their headline. Let me read. Leaders at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops are discouraging Catholics from using the new Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine if given a choice, citing the use of cells with a distant link to abortion in the development of the vaccine. However, comma, these vaccine wars, man, the angst. The sooner we can get the vaccines, the better off we'll all be because of angst, lies, cheating, hiding, character assassination. But on the second page of the same news release sent to Larry Richard by the Catholics here, let me read it verbatim. The Catholic Health Association, which represents some 600 hospitals and 1,600 long-term care and other health facilities. This is strong. Released a statement on February 25th declaring that the group's ethicists, in collaboration with the Catholic, with other Catholic bioethicists, find it morally acceptable to to receive COVID-19 vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson. What the hell? What's a good Catholic to do? In the same release, they say, we're discouraging you from using it. Then they bring in the players, the big shots, right? Men like Dr. Michael Dean, who was kind enough to reach out, assistant professor, School of Nursing and Center for Global Health Ethics from Duquesne, a big shot. Good morning, Doc. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
Well, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so happy for your insight. It's so vital because, bottom line, Doc, there's a lot of confusion and a lot of hysteria. Is there not, sir?
There absolutely is, in both religious and secular circles, so to speak.
I'm guessing, by reading from this paragraph, since you are a bioethicist, that you were part and parcel to writing this piece that says, ethicists in collaboration with other Catholic bioethicists find it morally acceptable to receive COVID-19 vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson. Would that be accurate, sir?
I wasn't involved in the crafting of that statement, but my views align with that, both as a bioethicist, but also as a Catholic.
So, doctor, this is so important because we have so many, by rough estimates, 800,000 in the region. Kind of lay it out for us in simple terms. Why was there confusion? Why is there still confusion between the bishops discourage you from getting it, yet the players, the big shots, the doctors, the real researchers, men and women with backgrounds like yours say it's okay? Why, sir?
Yeah, in simple terms. So I think one of the problems is just going to be the way in which, you know, Catholic conferences of bishops or individual bishops craft their statements. There's clearer language and then there's less clear language. We're fortunate to be in a diocese where Bishop Zubik has been crystal clear about this, and the Pennsylvania Conference of Bishops has been clear on this, but other dioceses haven't. The view of the bishops is consistent, right? So I think the problem is with the optics and the crafting of the message itself, and that is that given the pandemic's threat to community health, in Pennsylvania alone, we have had 100,000 cases, 25,000 deaths from COVID. Those numbers are not abating yet. Given this threat to the common good, there is a moral responsibility for Catholics, and the bishops, I think, are clear about this, to get vaccinated. What a time we're living in, though, right? It was just 1 year ago to the date that Governor Wolf signed the first emergency disaster declaration. And here we are, 1 year later, with three effective vaccines available to us, and increasingly so now that the J&J Johnson & Johnson vaccine was approved. So I think it needs to be clear to the listeners that the U.S. bishops, despite what may have been interpreted in the way they craft their statements, are in support of vaccination and do hold that even accepting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is morally acceptable, of course, with those conditions that you mentioned earlier about connections to fetal cell lines, which I'm glad to elaborate on if you'd like.
Oh, please, Doc, I want you to. I got to take a break, and I need you to hang. Can you do that for me?
I absolutely can.
Got a note yesterday, and I was so glad to see this, because I think this is important stuff, man, because this I am not a practicing Catholic. Not really important today, but the reasons are, if you listen, you know why. But there are hundreds of thousands of them in the region. And this issue came up when the Catholic bishops, and again, this is their own news release, says U.S. bishops discourage Catholics from getting Johnson & Johnson vaccine if given a choice. What happens in media coverage is that gets interpreted as don't get the vaccine. If you do, you're a bad Catholic. And they're using fetuses from dead babies. No, really, that's the interpretation. It's not fair. And when I got this note from Dr. Michael Dean from Duquesne University, I was pleased to be able to have him on the show because of his background and because of his intellect. He is a health researcher, bioethicist at Duquesne, has published peer-reviewed research on responses to vaccine refusal. Hey, Doc, you could see how this was interpreted by millions of Catholics, take outside of Pittsburgh, and interpreted as such, the church is saying, I'm a bad Catholic if I get that vaccine, right?
I can see how that could be an interpretation. I don't think that's the right interpretation, but absolutely. The statement you read is prone to that interpretation, yes.
And I had read this yesterday, and it's actually fascinating what you learn when you take some time as a talk host. The number of vaccines developed with the use of fetal tissue, doctor, and it goes back to the 60s, right? Right?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, some of them. There are three sets of cell lines, one to the 60s, one to the 70s, and one to the 80s, which is the Johnson.
Like rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis A, shingles, and use them to make approved drugs against hemophilia, rheumatoid arthritis, cystic fibrosis, right?
That's correct, yes.
And so as an ethicist, a bioethicist, as a PhD, what do you say to folks who are Catholic and say, man, all of these were developed with the use of fetal tissue at some point? Do I refuse them for my kids and my family? What do you say, doctor?
Yeah, no, that's a tough and vexing question.
It
right?
is, man.
In the simplest of terms, I think it's good to get the science right.
Right.
So these treatments you're describing, and I'll focus on the vaccines.
Please.
You mentioned a number of routine childhood vaccines that probably Catholics have been accepting regularly without compunction or even awareness. So the COVID-19 vaccines are not unique in a sense, right? This is, like you've said very, very well, there's been a history of using fetal cell lines for research, development, and production of vaccines. I would tell the Catholics right away, there are not fetal cells in these vaccines. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine does not contain fetal cells, nor did Johnson & Johnson take fetuses that were aborted yesterday, this week, last month. They're not using freshly aborted fetuses to manufacture these vaccines. As you said well, these cell lines were derived from a single abortion in the Johnson & Johnson case from the 1980s, taking retinal, part of the retina of the eye of an aborted fetus, engineering a cell known as the PERC6 line, and those cells replicate, right? They reproduce, just like if you've got a cup of coffee in front of you, Marty.
Yes.
You're dropping skin cells all over that thing, right? If I swabbed it with a Q-tip and I started growing your skin cells in a lab, they would start reproducing if I've got some good technology. And maybe 1 week later, you'll come to the lab and you'll see these cells and I'll say, Marty, look what I did with your cells. And now that one of us would be confused, these are not actual cells from your body, these reproductions, right? These future generations of your cells. That's what we're looking at with these fetal cell lines. These are millionth or billionth generations of cells that have been reproducing in labs for
decades. Amazing.
Yeah.
And
Go,
doctor.
Oh, I said the link to the original abortions is very remote. So I would encourage Catholics who are, or even non-Catholics who are hesitant about this, to know that they're not using fetuses that were just aborted, or constantly using fetuses that are aborted right now to manufacture these vaccines. I think that's first and foremost. Second, I think that it's important to understand what the Catholic Church's view on abortion is, and it is that abortion is always an unjust, immoral action.
Yes.
And so it's understandable why they're saying what they're saying, and there's no denying. Without those abortions, those past actions of abortion, we wouldn't have these cell lines. It's just counterfactual. And so I think that the Catholic Church is being consistent with its moral message that there is some link to abortion. And it's also very clear that it's so remote that there are reasons outweighing that concern. Community health, preventing death. This pandemic has been absolutely devastating. And we're in an era of uncertainty, of suffering, and I think lack of hope. And so the Catholic Church has said unequivocally, it is an act of love to your neighbor to accept a COVID-19 vaccine.
Even the J&J vaccine.
Even the J&J vaccine.
But that wasn't the message yesterday.
Right. So I think that to make sense of that.
But by the way, I love you. I think you're amazing. I think this is so relevant. I wish they would have called you before they sent out this press release to the world. But can you hang? Go ahead. Go. Okay. I need you to hang, though. Can you call? Can you hang another segment?
I can.
It's important information.
All right. Absolutely.
You're eating a bag of chips, a whole pizza, and three boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Solve your problem. Smarty Griffin. So the Catholics are angry. they think we, members of the media, misinterpreted the message about vaccines. They think we sent out the message that the bishop said Catholics shouldn't take the J&J vaccine. How do I know this? Two statements sent out by the Catholics. Sent out by the Catholics. Statement number one, sent out. Headline, U.S. bishops discourage Catholics from getting Johnson & Johnson vaccine if given a choice. That's their headline, brah. Their first paragraph, leaders at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops are discouraging Catholics from using the new Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine if given a choice, citing the use of cells with a distant link to abortion in the development of the vaccine. That was then. This is now. This is their new press release, blaming us. This is why I get discouraged. Here's what it said. The position of some bishops in Pennsylvania has been inaccurately reported in some news media, resulting in confusion among Catholics and the public. No. No. No, you confuse yourselves. It's not fair, man. And it did confuse Catholics. And then I got a text from one of my boys, a really well-known doctor, who sent me a list that just blew me away. If you're going to push away, cast aside, refuse to use vaccines or medicines that have something to do with cells or derivative cell lines from fetuses, aborted. I have a list of prescriptions. Here we go. Including the J&J vaccine, Tylenol, acetaminophen, Advil, Motrin, ibuprofen, aspirin. Wow. Acetylistic acid, Aleve, naproxen, pseudoephedrine, Sudafed, pseudogest, Sudafrin, diphenhydramine, Benadryl. Wow. Claritin, Desalim, Robitussin, Mucinex, Tums, Maalox. Wow. You kind of get it. Pepto-Bismol, Preparation H. You kind of get it. I've been lucky enough to have Dr. Michael Dean from Duquesne University. He is a big player. He's a health researcher, bioethicist at Duquesne. Doctor, this can all be very, very confusing, can it not, sir?
I think it can, especially, yeah, if you're leading off with discouraged from accepting a certain vaccine brand, then the last part of that message can easily get lost in the mix. You're right.
And I texted you that list. Man, it's kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah, yeah, and I think we could agree that, you know, it's one thing for us to object and maybe be consistent objecting to those sorts of over-the-counter medications and treatment therapies. But with respect to the vaccine, right, the stakes are much higher, as you would agree, right? So we might not object to somebody choosing not to purchase Tylenol because it has a remote connection to abortion in its development. It's quite another story, though, to reject a vaccine because of a vaccine in the midst of a pandemic because of its connection to a previous abortion. So stakes are a bit higher, I think, with the vaccine.
But is it relative that do the stakes have anything to do with it? Your choice is your choice. Some staunch Catholics would argue. I got to read this to you. This is from one of my boys. He's like a brother to me, but he doesn't want his name used because folks are so angry these days. He would not take the J&J vaccine because I've been in the rooms with the research medical doctors and all the data showing that the results are better from adult stem cells than from fetal tissue and embryonic stem cells. I have never read that. Is that accurate, sir?
I don't know if it's accurate. The reason being is that fetal cells are not embryonic stem cells.
Right.
And so there is developing research that shows that many of the promises that were given with embryonic stem cell, which is quite a different sort of cell line, right, or cells than these fetal cell lines we're talking about, that they haven't delivered on the promises that they are better than adult stem cells. So I'm actually a proponent of let's keep using, you know, cord blood stem cells and adult stem cells as maybe a morally superior option. But these are not, the cells used to develop these vaccines are not embryonic stem cells. These are not taken from a blastocyst right, which is a very, very young embryo presently, and then researched upon. These are fetal cell lines from fetuses that were somewhat developed gestationally when they were aborted from decades ago. So we should draw a really careful distinction between embryonic stem cells and the fetal cell lines. We would not be doing the same moral assessment on both. So
it's fantastic. You're spot on. I mean, honestly, I mean, what you're saying, listen to this. The abortion industry is pushing this research to make fetal cells in aborted cells a community I'm not going to be part of. Is that accurate as well? The abortion industry, is that an industry, sir? And do they push this?
I wouldn't know what to point to with the abortion industry, and right. I'm not a spokesperson for any alleged industry, so I can't speak for whoever your friend may be referring to.
Right.
I would say this. I'd say, you know, why the J&J vaccine all of a sudden? You know, their J&J's manufacturing process for their vaccine is different than Pfizer, BioNTech, and then the Moderna vaccine. They all have used fetal cell lines. That's true. Pfizer and Moderna used fetal cell lines, HEK293 cell lines.
They did.
For just testing. J&J is using the PERC6 line, not just for the development and testing of the vaccine, but for continued production. And so I think that that's why the bishops made a statement about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at this time, because there is a relevant difference between the production of these brands of vaccines, and the Catholic Church sees a moral difference accordingly. So I would affirm your friend insofar as he's correct that there is a connection to fetal cells with all of the vaccines currently approved by the FDA.
With all of them, there's a connection. Yes. All of them.
Right. And some have less dependency on fetal cell lines than J&J, namely
it's amazing.
The Pfizer.
It's fascinating. At the end of the day, a really well-known doctor here said something to me yesterday, and he's a pro-life guy. I am as well. He said, look, Marty, here's the argument, that an abortion is taking a life, and you could make that argument 8 days a week and win it. But could you not also argue that Johnson & Johnson, with this vaccine, is giving life? Could you not make that argument, doctor?
You know, I think that the Catholic Church would make that argument. The clarification that was given out, this wasn't nationally, this was the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference.
Nice. It's so true, man.
Clear. And I wish the statement had been issued earlier in the week,
yes,
right, before the media debates, right,
right,
over whether or not you and your colleagues misinterpreted.
Right.
There was no statement given by the Diocese of Pittsburgh or the Diocese of Greensburg. My understanding is that some folks from the media contacted them and said, hey, what do you make of, you know, the J&J vaccine? There was a statement by New Orleans Diocese. There's a statement by the U.S. Conference, the pro-life arm. And I understand that the diocese just said, yeah, we were in line with the USCCB. Fortunately, they did release that statement yesterday, which does clarify things a bit more. My concern, of course, like yours, is there damage done? Have Catholics been sufficiently discouraged now from accepting any of the vaccines? That would be my concern, not just as a bioethicist, but as a Catholic, because these vaccines are going to save lives.
Amazing.
Right? There's nothing we can do about these past abortions, but we can do something to save people's lives right here, right now.
I love what you have to say. It's so relevant. It's so important. And you're at a Catholic university. And I hope folks are paying attention because your word makes sense and it's research-based. And I'm so grateful that you reached out. And I'm very thankful, Doctor. You're welcome here anytime, sir.
Thank you, Marty. It was a pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.